here as they complete lap number 3 in the pre-final for Senior National Heavy. Dean O'Brien makes the pass back and retakes the lead. So the pole sitter retaking the lead as Doran in the 17 card looks to try and grab that advantage back. Doran, who with the bump and run into the hairpin on lap number 1, got the lead. Now O'Brien makes sure he can't do the same again as they head into the hairpin. So it's Dubbo's. Dean O'Brien leading from Wagga's, Kieran Doran. Then it's Wagga with Jake Gooder as the fourth spot now as the 18. The orange driver of Rick Noyan, who's up into that third position. Further back, a good battle between Oliver Meredith and Terry Selwood taking place down the front straight and into turn number 2. For the moment, Ogilvy has got the advantage, but it's Terry Selwood who makes the move on Meredith and takes that position. So Mark Dunbar in the 56, about to go a lap down to the leader. That's the 53 of Dean O'Brien. O'Brien still keeping Doran at bay. Further back then, Noyan and Gooder sit nose to tail. But at the moment, Gooder can't find a way to make the pass. Rick Stellwood now starting to move forward in that 27 cart, moves up into fifth position now. Behind him, Kyle Busch with David Dunbar dropping a couple of spots on that last lap. Mitchell Meredith, Terry Selwood and Wayne Ogilvy now starting to back up as the leaders are past the back marker and head back down the front straight. So back further in the pack, Kyle Busch and David Dunbar in the 72 and 81 carts heading down the front straight look to have a pretty good battle as it's up the inside. David Dunbar takes the position. Kyle Busch looking to try and fight on through the turn 3, but Dunbar has the momentum there as lap number 7 goes in the book. And Dean O'Brien well out in front here, the pre-final for Senior National Heavy. And the race leader, Dean O'Brien, looking like he's locking in a front row start for the final later on this afternoon. Race leader, O'Brien, comes through the infield now with two laps to go. Battles further back, Noyan and Gooder in the battle for third place. Look like they're just starting to come together now, and it looks like Selwood and Dunbar, David Dunbar that is, are starting to close up on that battle for third. So as they head through into turn one, definitely Rick Selwood is picking up the pace. Rick Selwood, the lap record holder here at the Grenfell track. Well, in fact, he was probably the lap record holder until this race, when Dean O'Brien now has set the fastest lap, a 36.081 for Dean O'Brien. Selwood's previous lap was a 36.125. So that lap record certainly been demolished here in this pre-final. As Noyan and Gooder continue their battle for third place, Selwood closing in on them. Gooder looking to try and grab that third place back, which he had earlier in the race. And now Selwood is right on the back bumper. So a three-way battle for third position as they go into the hairpin. Leader across the line. 10 laps now completed in the pre-final for Senior National Heavy. Across the line, this battle for third, all three carts separated by no more than 0.3 of a second. Gooder looked to the inside that time of Noyan, no room for him. Selwood now starting to make a bit of a charge. Selwood looking to the inside, going into the S's, and will take the move. Oh, a beautiful zigzagging pass there for Rick Selwood. Finds himself up into third position on the penultimate lap. So O'Brien now starts his final lap of the race. Doran still sits in second. Oh, Selwood, after passing two carts in the space of half a lap, he puts his hand in the air and will retire from the race. He still has drive there by the looks of it, so not sure what's plagued Selwood, but now he will have to start from the back in the final with 12 carts still out, or 11 carts still out on the circuit. Checkered flag in the air, and Dean O'Brien takes the victory in the pre-final. Kieran Doran back there in second position. Third place, Rick Noren will hang on. Noen sits there in third with Gooder in fourth. Then you have to wait for the 81 of David Dunbar, followed by Kyle Busch. Then it's Terry Selwood. 23 of Mitchell Meredith is followed by Ogilvy and Lavella. And rounding out the running order, one lap down, Mark Dunbar in the 56P. So a great start to the pre-finals here for Senior National Heavy. Up next, it's Open Performance.
The Grenfell Car Club would like to thank the following major sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Reese Young, the Canberra Car Shed, Gordon Garland Moffat in Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young, Caltex Service Station, Grenfell, Crutches IGA, Grenfell, the Grenfell Bowling Club, and Grenfell Quality Meats. The award-winning Crutches IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. The Canberra Cart Shed is the place to go for all your carts, parts and engines. See Brett Staples for carts, tyres, spare parts, accessories and of course engines. Brett also specialises in cart setup and repairs, and the Canberra Cart Shed has an engine dyno. The Canberra Cart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. The Caltex Servo, situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, are proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home. The Caltex Service Station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Car Club.
Open Performance heading out onto the circuit now for their pre-final. Been some good races in Open Performance so far this weekend, and we're expecting that to continue here in this pre-final. Steve Martin has definitely had the pace of the field. Martin leading the way in most of the races, but a DNF in heat number one. Approved Costello. Oh, Martin off the circuit now as he heads through the Ass Valley Earthworks cart. So the Martin cart, that's the twin-engined Open Performance cart, should start from the pole. He'll need probably another lap to get tyres up to temperature. Mark Townsend in the 13 will start out of position number 2. Then it's Brett Staples in the Canberra Car Shed Arrow out of position 3. Peter Beaton in the Australia Hotels in Yass. JB Auto's entry starts out of position number 4. Jake Lambie, the SMP security cart, starts out of position number 5. Eddie Ruiz in the Ruiz construction entry out of position number 6. And the 15 of Greg Williams starts out of position number 7. So looking for a start this time by Lion Racing. Good start for Martin. Trying to go up the inside with Staples there, beaten almost into the back of him off the start that time as they work through into turn number 2. And Lambie, who was talking up his chances with me this morning, has dropped right to the back of the field. And Lambie with some work to do in that S&P Securities cart. So as the leader, Martin heads through the hairpin and into the infield for the first time. Townsend is sitting in second position. Then it's back to Staples. Behind him, Beaton. Beaton then with Ruiz, Williams and Lambie at the tail end of the field. So race leader heads in towards the S's, and Martin with that pace, certainly off the corner, he jumps away and gets a handy buffer, then down into the braking zone. That's where Townsend comes back at him. Staples then sits in third position now. Staples in the four car, just trying to close up that gap. Oh, it's Martin through turn number one that time, just jumping the ripple strip, and that is a big chance for Townsend to try and close up that gap. He closes up the gap momentarily as Martin jumps away again down the back straight. So Martin, Townsend, Staples, Beaton, Ruiz, Lambie Hour ahead of and closing in on the back of Eddie Ruiz as they try to work their way through the infield. Lambie now running the ripple strip on the exit of that start-finish curve. Now Lambie makes the move up the inside of Ruiz, and Ruiz is shuffled back down to sixth position. So Lambie with some work to do. He has to close up onto the back of the 60 card of Peter Beaton. That's the Yas Australian Hotel entry, who is running currently in fourth position. Staples now makes the pass up into second position. So Staples now in the four card has got Townsend working on the inside, going into the S's that time, and Townsend will grab second place back. Martin clearing out in front. Martin leading the way in that Yass Valley Earthworks card from Brett Staples. Then it's back to from Townsend. Then it's back to Staples. Further back then to Beaton. Behind him is Lambie. Then it's back to Ruiz, and rounding out the field is Greg Williams in the 15 card. So as they head through the S's once again, Martin with a 1.2 second advantage over Townsend, who runs in second. He's pulled away by half a second from Brett Staples, who runs in third. Beaton now starting to find the gap between himself and Lambie, closing up. It was 1.2 seconds on that last lap. This time by, it's only 0.449 of a second. So Lambie on a real charge here after getting away to such a poor start. And Lambie in that SMP Securities card looking to try and grab fourth place away as he gets to within a card length of your third, of your fourth place man, Peter Beaton. So over half race distance now completed as lap 7 is in the book. Lambie looking to make the move up the inside of Beaton this time. Lambie can't quite get the card into turn number 2 tight enough, and he loses a bit of ground in fact to Beaton now as they head back down the back straight. Race leader Martin Townsend trying to close up that gap, but it's maintained at 1.2 seconds. Then it's back to Staples, who's still a further 1.2 seconds back on Townsend. And then this battle for fourth position between Beaton and Lambie continuing on. Beaton now in the 60 card, knows that he's got some pressure on him. Looks like the 15 card, Greg Williams that time past the start finish line, having some real problems there getting back up to speed. And he is going to struggle to get that one home, looking at the way it's running currently. Townsend closing in late in this race on the back of Steve Martin. So Martin just starting to lose the tyres, you think, in a straight line. Martin's twin engine car very, very quick. But through the corners now, he's really starting to lose ground. And Townsend staying with him. As Greg Williams now decides to pull off the circuit, his cart just not running the way it should be. So Martin and Townsend, the battle for the lead. Martin in the 12, Townsend in the 13 card. As Townsend looks up the inside into turn two, locks everything up, going down into that turn two now and giving away a fair bit of ground to Martin, who continues on as your race leader. White flag out next time by for Steve Martin, who leads the way in this open performance pre-final. Martin in the 12 card, that's the Yass Valley Earthworks card, across to receive the white flag. Then it's back to Townsend, further back to Staples. Now this battle for fourth position between Beaton and Lambie continues on. Lambie with a good run through turn one, looks up the inside now and makes the pass on Beaton. So Lambie to third, Beaton on the crossover move. He's on the outside going into the S's. They're side by side into turn number three. And down the back straight, Lambie just pulls away from Beaton as they head towards the checkered flag though. Steve Martin holds on to take a good victory over Mark Townsend. Then it's back to Brett Staples. Further back, Lambie holds on ahead of Beaton. Then it's Eddie Ruiz who rounds out the runners here in open performance pre-final. Some great racing there in the pre-final for open performance. Junior National Light is up on the circuit next.
Our thanks to the supporting sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids, which include Emu Creek Motorcycles for motorcycle repairs in the Grenfell area specialist, Pit Stop Bookshop for all your motoring books and DVDs, Grenfell Bow Repairs for everything in tyres, Louise's Locker for women's fashion, Jan Parlitz, your country experience giftware specialist. CJ Andersons & Co., the agents with the experience. Grenfell Commodities, bulk and bag grains. Loaders Coaches, your local bus line. Aston & Joyce, Mitten Brothers Earthmoving. Rink's Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club for your next night out. RD Grenfell, the boutique giftware specialist. Railway Hotel for a good cold beer. And the Grenfell Post Shop, stamps and stationery are always available there. Our thanks to their support. And remember to support the people who support karting in your local area.
Well, the pre-final.
If you're feeling dry or need a bite to eat, or just want to roll down a few on the green, go to the Grenfell Bowling Club and enjoy the friendly atmosphere and their newly renovated premises. The Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Gordon Garland Moth, sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The combined firm offers the experience of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their area of special interest. For all your legal needs, call Gordon Garland Moffat today. Grenfell Quality Meats, drop in and see Lyle and Tracy for your next roast. Grenfell Quality Meats for a great range of fresh cuts at affordable prices. Proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club.
It is the pre-final now. Get set for Junior National, brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club. There's Luke Wrigley off the pole, Cody Boulding out of position number two, Josh Fife out of three, Jack Dare out of four. Then it's Wieglin, Hemphill, Ponting, Chancellor, Selms, Kilpatrick and Gavin rounding out the running order. Good jump off the start by Luke Wrigley as they're nose to tail heading into turn number two. All single file now, working their way towards the S's and into turn three. Wrigley leading the way, Boulding in second position. Works their way down the back straight for the first time. Wrigley in the 64. He was very strong in yesterday's heat race action. And now, dominating this early running here in the pre-final. So Boulding back there in second position. Looks like a good battle here as Dare on the 11 card gets past Emily Kilpatrick in the 43 as they head down the front straight and into turn number two. So good pass by Jack Dare there from Wagga, getting past Newcastle's Emily Kilpatrick as they head down the back straight. Leaders already into the infield, and Luke Wrigley opening up a very strong lead. The Dubbo driver in the Intrepid cart, leading the way from Cody Balding in the WAS Automotive CK Karting Arrow from Canberra. Then it's another of the Canberra drivers in Fife and Hemphill, the two Joshuas battling for position. Back there, Stuart Wieglin in the 70. He's from Griffith, and on the back of that 17 of Josh Hemphill cart. So Wieglin and Hemphill looking like they're going to swap positions as they come out of the hairpin towards the infield. And it is still Hemphill holding Wieglin at bay. But Wieglin certainly keeping the pressure right on the back of the 17. Further back, another good battle between Lachlan Chancellor and Charlotte Ponting. Chancellor making the pass on that last lap, but Ponting not letting Chancellor get away. As Wieglin just looked to the inside, a spinner further back in the pack, that's Jacob Gavin. So the blue flags will be out for the 56 card of Gavin, as he will have the leader bearing down on him on lap number 4 of this race. So Balding now under some pressure from Josh Fife in the 78 card. Wigan makes the pass on Hemphill. So Fife now finding that he is able to close up that gap on Balding and makes the pass going into turn number 2. So now a new second place runner in Josh Fife in the 78 cart, as our leader Luke Wrigley gets past the 56 of Jacob Gavin. So Gavin now could prove to be a factor in this second place battle, as Fife, who has got Balding right on his back bumper. Where will they catch the back marker? It'll be going into the braking zone at turn 2. They sit behind Gavin for the moment. Fife looks to open the hole and does get through before the S's. So Fife and Balding, nose to tail. Then a few good battles a bit further back, including the battle with Hemphill, Wieglin, and now Lachlan Chancellor getting into the action here. Wieglin looking to make the move and through the infield on Hemphill. And Hemphill, Wieglin, Chancellor just using the back marker to help close up the gap. Ponting and Dare, the next two carts through. Dare looking like he's about to make a move on Ponting down into turn 2. Can't quite pull it off that time though. So the leader, Luke Wrigley, out to a 4.6 second advantage. Dominating at the front of the field is the Dubbo driver. Through the infield now. Battle for second continues on. Fife and Balding, the two Canberra drivers, having a good battle here. Fife just holding the advantage in the 78 cart ahead of the 19 of Cody Balding. As Luke Wrigley making his way through some more traffic, that's the 20 of Michael Selms that he puts a lap down. And we'll be coming up on the 43 of Emily Kilpatrick very shortly. So whilst the back marker's not proving any problem for the front runner in Luke Wrigley, the battle for second is still Fife and Balding, and they will have a hard charge here down the front straight again, looking at where they might catch the back marker. Looks like they'll be heading into turn number 3 with Stuart Wieglin now in fourth position. He will be hoping that the back markers might slow down that battle ahead of him. But the good work by Emily Kilpatrick and Selms keeping well clear of the battle going on at the front of the field. So Balding looks to try and make a move through the infield that time. Not close enough though to be able to pull it off. But setting up for a good strong run through past the start finish line. And now Selms just balking Wieglin slightly, and that will cost Stuart Wieglin a bit of track position, as now it is Chancellor and Hemphill up on the back of the 20 card of Michael Stevens. Race leader, 10 laps in the book now, and it is Still, Luke Wrigley leading the way. Balding showing some good speed here, but just not enough to get back past Josh Fife. Cody Balding, who's been a tenth faster on that last lap, or on the last few laps, just not fast enough to complete the pass. And problems there for Josh Hemphill in the 17 car, rejoining the race quite a ways down and now back in 8th position. White flag out for race leader Luke Wrigley. Fife using the traffic well, getting past Kilpatrick and using that move to his advantage as Balding now just getting balked by Kilpatrick, which allows Wiegland to try and catch up. But take nothing away from Luke Wrigley, who has driven an impressive race to head to the infield for the final time. And Luke Wrigley leads the way here, and it will take the checkered flag. Victory in the pre-final for Luke Wrigley. Josh Fife, the next car through to the checkered flag. The 78 car, followed by Cody Balding. Then it's Stuart Wiegland. Further back then, Lachlan Chancellor holds off Jack Dare and Charlotte Ponting. Josh Hemphill, after that spin a few laps ago, comes through in 8th place. And then it was Kilpatrick, Selms and Jacob Gavin rounding out the running order here in the pre-final for Junior National Light, brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club.
Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell, stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts, bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a range of fishing, camping and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Cup.
Sometimes it helps.
Reece is the largest supplier of plumbing and bathroom supplies in Australia. Reece stock an extensive range of plumbing products, as well as building products ranging from solar, gas and electric hot water units, and all roofing requirements. Reece Plumbing in Young, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. The Grenfell Kart Club would like to thank the following major sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival.
You need to put the call over if you're ready. Reece Silver will be Young, waiting for you.
The Canberra Kart Shed, Gordon Garland Moffat in Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young, Celtic Service Station, Grenfell, Crutches IGA, Grenfell, the Grenfell Bowling Club, and Grenfell Quality Meats.
So, getting set for a start here in Clubman Lights pre-final. Mitchell Croke in the 74, who he and Jackson Delamont had some great racing during the heat races yesterday. We'll share the front row. Croke on the pole, Delamont on the outside of the front row. Gattenby sits back there in the 77. Brent Logan in the 15. Darren Miller in the 71. Brendan Post in the 6. Robert Miller in the 87. The 7 of Peter O'Mealy. Then it's back to Craig Talby, Brad Miller, Benjamin Boots, Marion Croft, and of course Bruce Otter up there as well, starting on the pole of the super heavies in Clubman. So just spacing themselves out a bit more here in this pre-final. One cart still trying to gather up and rejoin the circuit. That is the 66 of Marion Croft. So Marion Croft will probably go through the cutout this time. So getting set for a start here. Looking good for a start this time by Croke and Delamont, side by side as they come across the start finish line. And Croke leads the way down into turn number 2. Croke, Delamont, with plenty of pressure being applied by Mitchell Gattenby now. Delamont sideways through the S's. That's going to give Gattenby a huge opportunity to make a run. So as they work their way through the hairpin for the first time, it's Croke and Delamont, Gattenby, then it's back to Brent Logan. A gap back then to the Super Heavies, led by Otter, who's got behind him Brendan Post in the 6 car. Then it's Darren Miller in the 71. Further back to O'Mealy, Robert Miller, Brad Miller. Then it's Tailby, Boots, and rounding out the running order is Marion Croft in the P66 from Griffith. So leader heads through the infield once again. And the race leader is Mitchell Croke. Croke, Delamont, Gattenby. All Logan back there on Gattenby trying to make a move as well. But at the moment, Mitchell Croke controls the pace of the race. Delamont sits back there in second. The 66 of Marianne Croft, looking like she's about to go a lap down. So can Delamont use that to his advantage? Logan closing up on Gattenby as well in the 77 cart. So as the leaders come up on the back marker now, Croke and Delamont through cleanly, so is Gattenby and Logan. As Otter is clearing out in the Super Heavies battle. Then it's back to Post, Miller, O'Mealy, Robert Miller, Brad Miller, Benjamin Boots, Tailby, all on the leader's lap still, as Logan makes the pass and is up into third position. Otter just getting balked slightly, coming back over the start-finish line that time by Marion Croft. And so that will cost him a little bit of time as he's trying to run down the leaders of the lights battle. Oh, one card off the circuit. That will be the 14 of Brad Miller. So Brad Miller losing a lot of ground that time. As at the front of the field, Croke and Delamont continue to march away at the front, away from Logan and Gattenby. That battle looks like it's about to hot up again as Gattenby closes in on the 15 of Brent Logan. Otter well out in front of the Super Heavies battle from Brendan Post. Darren Miller not quite close enough to challenge him. Although O'Mealy and Robert Miller look like they'll be having a good battle as, oh, Delamont makes the move and the pass for the race lead on Mitchell Croke. So Delamont now, your new race leader at half race distance. Delamont leads the way from Croke. Croke sits back there. In second, he has found himself behind Delamont a couple of times already in racing this weekend and has been able to pull out some great passes late in the race to regain the lead. So what can Delamont do? What has he learnt from the three previous heats? That will mean he will stay at the front of this field. Now, a battle coming up on to Delamont. Now, that'll be the Boots-Tallaby battle. Delamont gets past the first of those super heavy carts, but as they head down the back straight into the hairpin, this could be a chance for Croke to pounce once again. Delamont goes to the inside, just has to ride the bump that time from Craig Tailby. In fact, that's the 68 cart, the Eagle Boys pizza cart of Tailby, that got a fair sort of bump from Delamont as he went into the infield that time. Delamont continues to lead in the Mad Harry's Powerhouse entry at the front of the field. Croke sits back there in second in his Arrow. The Lithgow driver has had the speed right throughout this race meeting, but Delamont has the track position with three laps left to go. Delamont, Croke. Then it's Logan, who's cleared away from Gattenby through the traffic. Further back then, Otter starting to put a number of the super heavy competitors a lap down to himself as well in that two cart. He has got a good battle behind him between Brendan Post and Darren Miller continuing. It's 6th and 7th on the track, but it's 2nd and 3rd in class. As two laps remain now for your race leader, Jackson Delamont, the Tony card at the front of the field. Delamont leading the way from Mitchell Crook. Crook from Lithgow. Delamont from Grenfell. So as they head down into the hairpin, they'll come to the white flag this time by. Leader heads through the infield once again. Delamont leading the way as the white flag is out. Croak in second position. Works a good line onto the front straight. The blue flag's out. Delamont dives up the inside of Marion Croft. But unfortunately, Mitchell Croak just clips the 66 cart of Marion Croft. And that sees Cloak out of the race with less than a lap remaining. So Delamont comes through to take the checkered flag. Delamont takes the victory. Second place, well, Brent Logan will start from the outside of the front row in the final. Mitchell Gattenby will start out of position number 3. Otter will come home 5th in the race, but first in class. That's the stable carding entry of Otter ahead of that's Brendan Post and Darren Miller. O'Mealy, the next card home. Robert Miller behind him. Talby Boots, Brad Miller and Marion Croft round out the running order. So two carts off the circuit at the end of that run. Thomas Shade, who didn't get to the start line at all, and Mitchell Croak, of course, involved in that last lap accident. Great racing there by the Clubman, brought to you by the Caltex Grenfell.
Mad Harry's Powerhouse has the widest range of hand and power tools in the region. Drop into their young showroom and see the Mad Fella for a great deal. Mad Harry's Powerhouse, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Our thanks to the supporting sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial and Kids, which include Emu Creek Motorcycles for motorcycle repairs in the Grenfell area. They're the specialist. Pit Stop Bookshop for all your motoring books and DVDs. Grenfell Bow Repairs.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
Tires.
There's only two Louise's DNFs.
Locker for women's fashion. Jan Parlett's.
Oh, no, she was DNF.
Giftware specialist.
Yeah.
CJ Andersons & Co., the agents with the experience. Grenfell Commodities, bulk and bag grains. Loaders Coaches, your local bus line. Aston & Joyce.
But how come it didn't show her as a DNF?
Mitten Brothers Earthmoving. Prince Restaurant.
A Warrell Downlap. Okay.
For your next night out. R.D. Grenfell, the boutique giftware specialist. Railway Hotel, for a good cold beer. And the Grenfell Post Shop, stamps and stationery are always available there. Mm-hmm. Our thanks to their support. And remember to support
I reckon you're still keen. I'd only lap score if the thing broke down.
The award-winning Crutches IGA is open 7 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. The Caltex Servo, situated on the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, are proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home. The Caltex Service Station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Kart Club.
As we get set now for the Tag Light and Heavy, their pre-final, of course, Tag brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. Thank all the great sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Hope you're enjoying your weekend here in the heart of country karting. Adrian Hogan will start from the pole in kart number 7. Jonathan Dawson in the 23 kart starts the outside of the front row. Dawson just off his P plates. This is the first meeting, I think, when I was speaking to him last night. Eric Reeves in the 66, Robert Hogan in the 6, Peter Whale in the 13, 96 is Matthew Whale, the 8, Paul McCabe, Christopher Wykes in the 9, Glenn Bullman in the 18, Anthony Barry in the 17, Brendan Hyde in the 4, and John Noyan in the 24 will round out the starting order. The first three all running in the lights class, the rest in the heavies. I think that's right. Yep. Away and racing, and Adrian Hogan and Dawson go to the lead ahead of Reeves. Now a gap, and Robert Hogan will lead away outside Peter Whale. A spin heading down into turn number, or coming out of turn number one, and it looks like gathering himself up into restarting. No one else affected in that spin that time by the 96 of Matthew Whale. But the leader, Adrian Hogan, Reeves, then Dawson. A gap back then to Robert Hogan, who's got Peter Whale, the first of the Dubbo drivers. There, McCabe, then Wilkes, Noyan, Bullman, Barry, Hyde, and Matthew Whale rounds out the running order. So as the leader heads through the hairpin and towards the infield, Adrian Hogan leading the way. Hogan out in, Adrian Hogan out in front by 1.7 seconds. Good battle further back between Eric Reeves and Jonathan Dawson. Dawson now just looking for an opening here on Reeves, and will look to make the move going into the S's. Makes the pass. Good pass that time by Dawson. So Dawson now up the inside, and it runs up into second position. Adrian Hogan leading the way here in kart number 7. And then it's back to the 23 of Jonathan Dawson. Then it's Reeves. Robert Hogan the next kart through. Peter Whale still holding his fifth position. McCabe, Noyan getting past Wilkes. So Wilkes drops back a spot. Anthony Barry in the 9, in the 17 carts running in 9th. Bullman, Matthew Whale, and Brendan Hyde round out the running order. So 4 laps completed now in tag restricted. And Reeves just getting passed by Robert Hogan as they turn into turn number 1. So Hogan now up into third place on the circuit. Oh, Matthew Whale again around in the 96 kart. So that's the second spin that Whale has had in turn one. He's lost something off that kart too. So Whale just leaving something on the track there from the side pod. It's been cleaned up and knocked off completely, the circuit now. So Adrian Hogan continues to lead as he has completed 5 laps. Here, the 17 kart, just Anthony Barry getting sideways there, and then the kart gripped again and just ripped him across the circuit right at the start-finish line. So as these races go on in length, it'll be interesting to see how the condition of tyres and condition of the drivers holds up. Adrian Hogan out to a 6.6 second lead over Jonathan Dawson, who now has Robert Hogan closing in on him. And although they are battling on the circuit for position, they are in different classes here on the racetrack. Dawson telling Robert Hogan to go around the outside. And he is now up into second position on the track. One car just pulling off the circuit. I think that's Matthew Whale, who's just pulled into pit lane. So Matthew Whale will start from the back of the tag restricted field in the final later this afternoon. So another good battle going on the circuit, just ahead of the leaders, in fact, as the leader now looking to put a lap down the four-card of Brendan Hyde. He gets that pass done. Now this bat between Glenn Bullman in the 18 card and the 24 of John Noyan. That one's been going quite well over the last few laps, although Bullman dropping back as he sees the blue flag to let the leader through. Blue flag now out to Noyan, as he will allow Adrian Hogan to make the pass in a moment. 10 laps about to be completed by your race leader, Adrian Hogan, who's out to a 7-second advantage, over 7 seconds in fact, between himself and Robert Hogan, who runs in second position. Dawson still back there in third. As the leader heads down into turn number two once again. Little bit of clear track ahead of him before the next back marker. White flag is out next time by for the number seven, Adrian Hogan. Hogan down into the hairpin for the penultimate time. Leader heads through the infield and towards the start-finish line. So Adrian Hogan well out in front. Robert Hogan now in some heavy traffic. He's coming up onto the back of the 18 of Glenn Bullman. Makes the pass now. And Bullman goes down a lap to the second place runner. But under control at the front of the field. It's been a good drive by Adrian Hogan. Hogan will come through to take the checkered flag. Hogan takes the victory. Anthony Barry just a lap down when he came across the line. Robert Hogan comes through in second position. Then it's Jonathan Dawson. Behind Jonathan Dawson is Peter Whale. Further back then to Eric Reeves in the 66. Then it's back to Paul McCabe. Chris Wikes is the final card on the leader's lap. Anthony Barry one lap down, along with John Noyan, Brendan Hyde and Glenn Bullman. Matthew Whale, after two spins in turn number one, withdrew from the race at half race distance. So an interesting tag restricted pre-final brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware.
The Canberra Kart Shed is the place to go for all your carts, parts and engines. See Brett Staples for carts, tyres, spare parts, accessories and of course engines. Brett also specialises in cart setup and repairs, and the Canberra Kart Shed has an engine dyno. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. If you're feeling dry or need a bite to eat, or just want to roll down a few on the green, then drop into the Grenfell Bowling Club and enjoy the friendly atmosphere and their newly renovated premises. The Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Gordon Garland Moffat are proud for the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The combined firm offers the experience of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their area of special interest. For all your legal needs, call Gordon Garland Moffat today. Grenfell Quality Meats, drop in and see Lyle and Tracy for your next roast. Grenfell Quality Meats, for a great range of fresh cuts at affordable price. Sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club.
As the Cadet Peas head out onto the circuit now for their pre-final, getting set with Anthony Lofts, the 13 kart. A great job by the youngster there to take the win in the heat races. Mark Selms in the 28 starts out of position number 2. Mia Bolton in the 23 starts out of position number 3. Cooper Allen in the 2 will start out of position number 4. Riley Woolner in the 8 starts out of position number 5. Tilly Dunbar in the 11 starts out of 6. Josh Sargent in the 74 starts out of 7. Madison Jess in the 1 starts out of 8. And Chelsea Assay in the 3 starts out of position number 9. So they're in good formation. Could go racing on this lap. Away and racing. And a good even start between the front row of Loft and Selms. Loft takes the lead as it's Bolton trying to make a move, as Allen also wants to grab second position. So as the leaders head into turn number 2 for the first time, it is a big lead being established by Anthony Loss. Loss leading the way as they head down the back straight for the first time. Sargent moving forward now into third position. Oh, a spin there for Selms. So Selms spinning as he comes out of the hairpin, drops him to the back of the field. That puts Sargent up into second position with the two cart of Allen back there in third. Then it's Bolton in fourth. Further back then to Woolner. Behind Woolner is Dunbar. Then it's Jess. Race leader. Out in front is Lofts. Lofts leading the way here in lap number 2. Lofts. Leads the way. From Sargent, then it's Allen still back there. Behind him is Bolton. Woolner now coming. Dunbar now ahead of Woolner with Selms and Jess all nose to tail. So that's a good four-cart battle further back in the pack. As it looks like Dunbar now with that advantage pulling away from the 8 of Woolner. Lofts has certainly had the speed right throughout this weekend's Cadet P-Plate racing, but Josh Sargent just goes fast to solve the race so far with a 40.6 second lap. So Lofts leading the way. Sargent trying to close up that 2.2 second lead that he had established. Lofts your race leader. Sargent second, Allen third, Bolton in fourth. Bolton looks like she might be getting caught now by Selms, who's ahead of Dunbar. So Selms, after that spin on lap 1, has started to close up the gap somewhat and now is making a bit of a charge forward. Oh, a spin down into turn number 3. Couple of carts clearing themselves back onto the track, so we'll see how that plays out, but it's still Lofts and Sargent. Sargent closing that gap down with another great lap, a 40.060 second lap. That was 6 tenths of a second faster than Lofts last time by, and the gap now is down to 1.7 seconds, with plenty of time still to run in the pre-final for the Cadets. So now heavy traffic for your leader, Lofts. Dives up the inside. A good move by Lofts that time on Bolton and Jess. Sargent gets through there as well. So Sargent up into second position. The gap 1.1 seconds as they're negotiating traffic. More blue flags out as now the leader puts Dunbar and Woolner a lap down. Sargent trying to make those passes round the outside in the infield. Great racing here by the front runners, Lofts and Sargent. The gap now due through the traffic is 1.7 seconds, so the gap has opened up as Lofts had the better run through the traffic. But now Lofts trying to pull through on the inside of Mark Selms has spun. Selms spun with him, and it's Josh Sargent who now goes to the lead. So Josh Sargent in the 74, Tegra Kart is your new race leader. Through into the hairpin. So it's always difficult through the heavy traffic for the leader who's the first one there. But this time, it was Anthony Lofts who got down into turn number two. Just a little bit too hot. Locked it up. And that opened the door for Josh Sargent to go through and take the lead. So a spin there further back. That's Lofts again, I think, who's had another spin. Running in second. He's got the foot to the floor now, trying to make up for that lost ground. Sargent, though, with clear track ahead of him, sets the fastest lap of the race. A 39.72 for Josh Sargent last time by. This time by a 39.977. So really pushing the advantage at the front of the field. Lofts, another 44 second lap that time. He's been running in the mid-40s on the previous lap, but those two spins have been costly for him. Cooper Allen, the only cart still on the leader's lap in the two cart, and he is going to go close to going a lap down here as he completes lap number 8 now as the leader comes off the infield. So the 74 of Josh Sargent completes lap number 9. Sargent just trying to duck and weave through a bit more of this heavy traffic, getting past Chelsea SA. Good drive by Chelsea SA this weekend. Her first outing in karts, and has managed to finish every race that she started in that three kart. Madison Jess also in the number one kart, having a good run. Here they come up on the back markers now. Now this is going to cost Sargent some ground, as Sargent and also Cooper Allen both caught Mia Bolton at the same time. Sargent now will make the pass on Cooper Allen, and that means all but the first two have been lapped by the leader. So Josh Sargent leading the way from Anthony Lofts in the 13 cart, who is now 7 seconds behind the leader of Sargent, still working through some heavy traffic. Sargent to the white flag this time, as the clouds getting very dark overhead here. And perhaps the rain is not far away. But white flag is out. Leader across the start-finish line. Josh Sargent leading from Anthony Lofts in second position. Race leader heads down into the S's for the final time. And the Cadet P's, brought to you by Reece Plumbing in Young. Sargent heads through the infield for the final time, as the race leader will come to the checkered flag. Josh Sargent takes the victory. Home in second. A great drive by Anthony Lofts in second. Cooper Allen home in third. Selms will be home in fourth position. Dunbar in fifth. Woolner in sixth. Jess and Bolton. Then it's Assay rounding out the running order. So some great racing there for the Cadet P's pre-final here in the Bob High Memorial of 2012.
The Caltech Servo, situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, are proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home, and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home. The Caltech Servo Station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Car Club. The award-winning Crutches IGA is open 7 days with great weekly special.
Okay, just the announcement there. Just the announcement there, the meeting is now officially listed as a wet weather meeting. So the wet weather options have been made available to all drivers.
The award-winning Crutches IGA is open 7 days with great.
Doesn't look like it's raining
specials
at the moment, though.
Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA, great.
Oh, yeah, so it is, yeah.
Supporting
our like
local community.
That doesn't.
Our thanks to the supporting
the roof of that
of
shed doesn't look
Memorial
wet.
Memorial and Festival of the Kids, which include
you can see it now.
Motorcycles. For motorcycle repairs in the Grenfell area, they're the specialist. Pit Stop Bookshop for all your motoring books and DVDs. Grenfell Bow Repairs for everything in tyres. Louise's Locker for women's fashion. Jan Parlitz, your country experience giftware specialist. CJ Andersons & Co., the agents with the experience. Grenfell Commodities, bulk and bag grains. Loaders Coaches, a bus line. Aston and Joyce, Mitten Brothers Earth Moving. Rink's Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club for your next night out. RD Grenfell, the boutique giftware specialist. Railway Hotel for a good cold beer. And the Grenfell Post Shop. Stamps and stationery are always available there. Our thanks to their support, and remember to support the people who support karting in your local area. The Canberra Kart Shed is the place to go for all your karts, parts and engines. See Brett Staples for karts, tyres, spare parts, accessories and of course engines. Brett also specialises in kart setup and repairs, and the Canberra Kart Shed has an engine dyno. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
So the rookies out on the circuit for their pre-final. We've just had quite a heavy downpour, which will make the racing for the rest of the day quite interesting. So the rookies brought to you by Mad Harry's Powerhouse. Just forming up now. I think they've all gone to wet weather tyres, so should be an interesting outcome. Jet Bennett in the dry yesterday was absolutely electric on the circuit. Bennett in the four will start from the pole. Tyler Everingham will start out of position number two. Cameron Skilton out of three. Harrison Kilpatrick out of four. Ryan Johnson in the 98 out of 5, the 66 Harrison Post out of position number 6. The 2 of Reese Cohen starts out of position 7. Taylor Chancellor in the 21. Then it's the 48 of Brian Woolner, the 99 of Jordan Rodwell, the P5 of Connor Lavelli, and the P14 of Charlie Dunbar. So just a reminder that the blue and red chevron will be used. If you see that flag, you need to safely move yourself out of the race. Retire yourself from the race. So, Jet Bennett is... Oh, spin further back. Jet Bennett on the pole there, but it's Charlie Dunbar who has just had a bit of a spin back there in the field. As we get set for a start here, rookies, pre-final about to go. And it's a good start on the outside from Everingham, who grabs the lead from Bennett. As a spinner further back, that's Charlie Dunbar, who's had a spin right at the green flag. So as the leader, Jet Bennett makes the pass back on Everingham now. As, oh, another spin down, couple of carts with a bit of synchronized spinning down in turn number two. Also involved in the incident further back as Bennett starts to try and clear away. So Bennett and Everingham side by side into the infield here. Everingham really wanting to stay with Bennett as much as he can in the early going. A spin further back, I think that is the, well, three carts spinning back there. That's Jordan Rodwell, one of those spinners, along with Taylor Chancellor with another of the carts. It might have been Reese Cohen. It also had a spin. No, it wasn't. It was the six cart. Oh, the five cart, sorry, of Connor Lavelli. So, race leader, Jet Bennett, pulling away now ahead of Tyler Everingham. Everingham back there in second. Skelton in third place. Skelton in the 75 had shown some good speed in the dry as well. As Bennett just with a power slide across the star finish line. Everingham back there in second. Oh, Skelton into the dirt that time, running so wide. Then it's back to Harrison Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick just using the wider line here. And sometimes in these wet conditions, what you can find is the racing line will not actually be the quickest line in the wet conditions. You can go to a cart length or two cart lengths off that racing line and actually find that because of all the dirt and the debris out there, that you actually get a quicker lap in these conditions. Well, Jet Bennett running extremely well here as he once again power slides it across the start-finish line. Race leader Bennett leading for Everingham in the number 7 cart. Then it's the 75 of Cameron Skelton, who sits back there in 3rd position. 4th position is the 98 of Ryan Johnson, the Canberra driver there, with Harrison Kilpatrick shuffled back. The New South Wales, the Newcastle driver from the Kartworks Arrow Stable, sits back there in 5th now. Wallner in the 48 as leader comes up onto the back of Dunbar in the 14. So the rookies pre-final here in very wet conditions. I think Dunbar might be on slicks actually here. 99 going a lap down as well, Jordan Rodwell, so he's obviously had another spin out on the circuit. Further back, Ryan Johnson. Johnson heading into turn number one. Closing in on Johnson is Brian Woolner. Brian Woolner in the 48 cart, now ahead of Harrison Kilpatrick. Spin back there for Taylor Chancellor. So Chancellor drops back further in the pack. Cohen, Reese Cohen in the 2 cart. Oh, just cracked his visor then to try and see where he was going. Probably pay for him to have a clearer visor on. Taylor Everingham also wearing a dark visor in these gloomier conditions. So, in fact, as I look out there, almost half the field have got dark visors on. I would have thought you'd want to be changing them for a clear visor as the sun not shining over the Grenfell Cartway today. So, as yellow flag out with a spinner down the bottom of the circuit once again. So, Jeff Bennett, your race leader, almost having a spin. His foot slipped off the accelerator, which probably stopped him from spinning. Taylor Chancellor there just balking Everingham as he was trying to make the pass to put her a lap down. Another spinner further back in the pack. I think that's Jordan Rodwell again. So, plenty of passing going on as carts of all different speeds. Off the circuit now is the 34 of Harrison Kilpatrick and also the 5 of Connor Levy. So, more troubles down at turn number two with two more carts off there. I think that might have been Harrison Post in the 66 that also was involved in that incident. Bennett now, seven laps down, five laps remaining. As a spin down the back straight that time. Looked to me like it was the 99 of Jordan Rodwell that's had to regather things back up. So the four of Jet Bennett, who leads the way, heads through into the infield and another spin further back. That's Jordan Rodwell, his second spin in a lap. So Jet Bennett now coming through round the outside. The leader completes lap number eight as Bennett heads down into turn number two once again. So Jet Bennett, your race leader in cart number four. The seven of Tyler Everingham and the 75 of Cameron Skilton, all on the leader's lap. I think the 98 of Ryan Johnson is still on that leader's lap as well, along with Brian Woolner in the 48 cart. The 5 now of Lavelle is gathering things back up. Harrison Kilpatrick off the circuit once again. So Kilpatrick rejoining right in front of the leader, who has completed nine laps now. Leader, Jet Bennett, just taking his time to pick through the traffic carefully here. Knows that Kilpatrick has got a fast card in the dry. Doesn't want to do anything to jeopardise his substantial lead of over 13 seconds now. So Jet Bennett, your race leader, out in front here. As he heads down sideways, Jet Bennett through the hairpin, and that allows Harrison Kilpatrick to retake him, as Bennett is really testing this out. Now, Kilpatrick racing the leader here won't be looked upon very favourably by the officials, as the 34 now moves out the way. And Jet Bennett can hopefully have a clear run now as he's trying to catch up to the 66 of Harrison Post. So Harrison Post in the orange helmet just ahead of the leader heads down the back straight now, as the rain seems to be falling about as steadily as it was at the beginning of this race. So as Bennett heads through the infield behind the 66 of Harrison Post comes the leader, Jet Bennett, in the four cart. So the white flag out now as Bennett heads down looking to go up the inside of the 66 post, as Bennett, Tyler Everingham starts his final lap now in the 7 cart. Spin back there. I think that might have been Ryan Johnson in the 98 cart that's had a spin. Skelton? No. Yes, it was. So that brings the Woolner cart up into 5th position. Johnson drops back to a spot as the leader heads through the infield for the final time. Checkered flag at the ready. And Jet Bennett will take the victory. Bennett takes the win. Tyler Everingham works through the infield now, and Everingham will take the checkered flag. One card off the circuit, and I don't know if that card had reached the checkered flag yet, but Everingham home in second. Skilton in the 75 will finish in third place as he comes through the final turn now and towards the checkered flag. Behind him, Woolner, good drive by the 48 there, and then further back to Johnson in the 98. Oh, Johnson had another late spin. So Johnson, who spins the cart and will take the checkered flag now. Harrison Post had already, I think, taken that checkered flag, being a lap down, so the 99 of Rodwell. Oh, so the 98 of Ryan Johnson was actually the cart that spun off on the last lap. So that's bad luck for Ryan Johnson there, as he will be the only non-finisher in the rookies for their pre-final. So Jet Bennett with a great result here, taking the win in the pre-final. Brought to you by Mad Harry's Powerhouse.
Reece is the largest supplier of plumbing and bathroom supplies in Australia. Reece stock an extensive range of plumbing products, as well as building products ranging from solar, gas and electric hot water units, and all roofing requirements. Reece Plumbing in Young. Proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Grenfell Quality Meats. Drop in and see Lyle and Tracy for your next roast.
Do you want to put a radio call out? There's just a piece of rubbish just on the grass at the Ingrid here.
Proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell. Stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts, bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing, camping and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club. Our thanks to the supporting sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids, which include Emu Creek Motorcycles. For motorcycle repairs in the Grenfell area, they're the specialists. Pit Stop Bookshop for all your motoring books and DVDs. Grenfell Bow Repairs for everything in tyres. Louise's Locker for women's fashion. Jan Parlitz, your country experience giftware specialist. CJ Andersons & Co., the age of experience. Grenfell Commodities, bulk and bag grains. Loaders Coaches, your local bus line. Aston & Joyce, Mitten Brothers Earth Moving. Rink's Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club for your next night out. R.D. Grenfell, the boutique giftware specialist. Railway Hotel for a good cold beer. And the Grenfell Post Shop, stamps and stationery are always available there. Our thanks to their support. And remember to support the people who support karting in your local area.
So heading out onto the circuit now will be Sportsman. The Sportsman grid, Jackson Delamont in the 48. And Lindsay Marlowe in the 27 will start from the front row. So it's Grenfell and Orange on the front row. Then it's Mitchell Gattonby from the Sapphire Coast and Billy Segoras from Canberra starting out of positions 3 and 4. More shenanigans off the warm-up lap here, with one cart already having spun as they're trying to get some temperature into their engines. So, as we get set for the start here, Jackson Delamont to bring them round to the green shortly. One more lap to get some temperature into the engines before we will go racing. So Delamont has had some good runs this weekend. Delamont to start from the pole. Marlowe, then Gattonby, Segoras, Aidan Cummings, Wesley Croft, Andrew Cummings, then it's Andrew Fife. So need to get them in formation now. Two classes out on the circuit are, in fact, three classes out on the circuit, Sportsman Light Heavy and Super Heavies here in this Sportsman class. So Delamont and Marlowe will be at the front of the field. They've had some great racing here in the qualifying heats as they start to form up now. It's spread out around the track like Brown's cows, so this is going to be interesting to see. I'd be sending that super heavy group through the cutout, but the problem is the heavies haven't got them to see into formation well enough to send them through the cutout. So we're probably 48 of Delamont is the pole sitter of the Sportsman Light, with the 27 Lindsay Marlowe on the outside of the front row. They're waiting for the lights to come through. No, they're going to send them back in. So all the classes are going back in here as this attempted run of Sportsman will be set aside. Hopefully the Junior National Heavies are already on the grid, as they will be out next. So Junior National Heavy out on the circuit next, here in the Bob Hine Memorial of 2012.
The Caltex Servo, situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, are proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home, and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home. The Caltex Service Station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Car Club. The Canberra Car Shed is the place to go for all your carts, parts and engines. See Brett Staples for carts, tyres, spare parts, accessories and, of course, engines. Brett also specialises in car setup and repairs, and the Canberra Car Shed has an engine dyno. The Canberra Car Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. If you're feeling dry or need a bite to eat, or just want to roll down a few on the green, then drop into the Grenfell Bowling Club and enjoy the friendly atmosphere.
You shouldn't spread out a field that big. Premises.
The Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
That's right, and that's the problem. The front ones are so much faster than the slowest ones, they'll lap them in half the time. All right, as we get set now for Junior National Heavy out on the circuit, it should be a interesting pre-final with these guys on the wet tyres for the first time this weekend. Jamie Lee Scorgi in the 18 is on the pole. The 59 of Jack Koenig is on the outside of the front row. Fripp, Whitty, then it's Shade, Prendergast, then it's Armstrong and Amess, Treadray and Jared Prendergast, then McCoy Boots and Croxton is the final card on the grid. So Scorgi just being asked to slow it down to allow the grid to form up behind. It'll be Scorgi and Koenig in the heats. It was heat number one, Scorgi, who took the victory. In heat two, it was Koenig, and then in heat three yesterday, it was Scorgi who went back to the front of the field. She starts from the pole here and hoping to try and get another pole start. One lap away from a start now. As still a number of carts not formed up. Number of carts just not handling these wet conditions very well. So the 55 of James Croxton is having some trouble just getting that cart to turn in the wet conditions. So looking for a start this time by Croxton, trying to catch up to the field. Being asked to slow down now. At the start, even off the line from Scorgi, and on the outside it was Koenig, but Koenig just losing a bit of ground, and it's Scorgi who leads them into turn number two. Oh, Koenig has a spin there. Another card that looked like he was spinning off the circuit, but then I think got straightened up by a competitor. But Kronig now, the outside of the front row starter, has now dropped down to mid-pack, giving Scorgy a comfortable run at the front of the field. Fripp in the 75 will be looking to try and make every post a winner, who's now behind Jared Whitty in the 90 cart. More spinners further back. I think that might have been Fripp involved in that spin going through the hairpin. No, it wasn't. It was the 91 of Jack McCoy, another of the Canberra drivers here. Further back, more shenanigans as Croxton in the 55 has had a spin, and the 30 cart of Braden Boots is getting out of his cart. He'll take no further part. Also, Jacob Armstrong involved in that spin on the infield. More carts off down in turn number two. Three carts, in fact, and one cart unable to proceed. That's the 23 cart, and that is the Jamie Prendergast cart, which is getting pushed off the side of the circuit. So, for your leader, Jamie Lee Scorgy across the start-finish line completes lap number two. Signals going out for someone as they come by. Not sure who that is. Another spin further back in the pack as they went to the infield that time. It was the 47. That is the other of the Prendergast, the Armstrongs. That's the Jacob Armstrong cart. So Scorgy now heads down into the hairpin, running that very wide line as I talked about earlier, trying to find as much grip on the circuit as possible. And even though it's the slipperiest part of the circuit in the dry, as I said, sometimes you can find more grip one or two cart lengths wide in wet conditions. Fripp doing a nice little power slide across the start finish line. Jacob Fripp now up into fourth position ahead of Jared Prendergast. Another spin off down. Tori Amos in second position. I think Tori Amos there trying to gather things back up. Jared Whitty in the 90 now, looking for a chance to regain that second position, which he lost just a lap ago. Leader working through the traffic. Tori Amos back ahead for the 90 cart. So Amos lost the spot, then gathered it back. Fripp trying to close in on Whitty as Jared Prendergast in the 9, also very close. Now Jack Kronig, he too trying to close up on this circuit as well. Kronig heading down into turn. Oh, another spinner off at the end of the front straight. I think that is the 91 of Jack McCoy again, as the leader gets past the 55. So Croxton in the 55 goes one lap down now. Amos up into second. So Tori Amos handling the wet conditions extremely well. Jared Whitty in the 90 back in third. Jacob Fripp back in fourth. And then it's Jared Prendergast. So another card off in turn number three. And I think that might finally be the end of the race for Jack McCoy in the 91, who's off in turn three. So your leader across the start finish line to complete half race distance. Half race distance now completed as Tori Amos will come up on the back of the 55 cart. Whitty in the 90 sits back there in third. Jacob Fripp just not able to close up that gap enough. And Jared Prendergast now back As AMS slow through turn two. Another card off the circuit down there in turn number two. That is the 55 of that's James Croxton. So the 55 having another moment. As the 18 of Jamie Lee Scorgi just running very, very wide now. Sounds like there's a card out there that might have had an exhaust dislodged. Not sure. As Amos is in second position in the CRG card. Then it's Whitty and Fripp. Fading back slightly is Jared Prendergast. Prendergast in the 9 card. Jared Prendergast. Jamie Prendergast already having spun off the circuit. Koenig. So as Scorgi with 4 laps left to run across that start finish line once again, now has got the 10 of Brendan Shade, 1 lap down as well. Amos has found the gap closed up. In fact, Whitty now. Whitty in second place, Amos in third, and then the 75 of Fripp back there in fourth position. So Whitty making the pass on Amos last time by. So Whitty and Amos having a good battle here in the wet conditions. It looks like Whitty has now managed to get himself a bit of pace, finding a bit of traction. So another battle up ahead of the leader will be a tough one. That's between Dre and Armstrong. Jacob Armstrong getting the advantage at the moment. The blue, yellow flags out in turn number one. One cart just getting back up to speed. That is the Whitty cart. That is the 55 once again of Croxton. So Croxton having another off. Oh, the Fripp card out into the dirt, and Fripp almost throwing it around into turn number one. Had as much lock as he could get on that cart that time. So some great driving here by the Junior National Heavies here in the pre-final. Senior National Light will be up after the Sportsman when we get the Sportsman pre-final rerun. 2 laps remaining for Jamie Lee Scorgi. Further back then, the battle for second is for the 90 and the 8 of Whitty and Amos. Now Whitty and Amos, they've been battling it out over the last few laps. Whitty running wide onto the start finish line. Amos closing up again. Amos trying to run the normal racing line here, just trying to get back onto the back bumper of Whitty after she had led Whitty for some time. Oh, spinner Jacob Armstrong right in front of the leader that time as the white flag is out for Jamie Lee Scorgi. Here comes Amos up the inside of Whitty once again as they head down the back straight. What can Amos do? Whitty runs. Oh, Amos locks it up into the hairpin, and she will drop back behind the 75 of Jacob Fripp. It was interesting. Whitty drove it down deeper into the corner that time, but Amos must have just got onto the brakes a little bit harder, and Amos drops to fourth place. So she'll be frustrated with that after having driven so well up into second position to drop those spots. But as the leader heads round the hairpin for the final time, it is the 18 card to the infield and towards the checkered flag. Jamie Lee Scorgi is going to take the victory. Scorgi takes the win here in the pre-final of Junior National Heavy. Armstrong a lap down in the 47 card. Then it's back to the 77 of Tredray. He'll finish in 7th place at the moment he comes across the line. Shade is next. Croxton a few laps down in the 55. Now on this last lap, Fripp has managed to get past Whitty as Amos will finish in 4th. So Fripp up to 2nd, Whitty to 3rd, Amos to 4th, and Jared Prendergast comes home in 5th place. All but Only the first five runners were not lapped by Jamie Lee Scorgi. Great driving here in the wet and treacherous conditions in Junior National Heavy. Brought to you by the Grenfell Bowling Club.
Gordon, Garland, Moffat are proud sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The combined firm offers the experience of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their area of special interest. For all your legal needs, call Gordon, Garland, Moffat today. Grenfell Quality Meats, drop in and see Lyle and Tracy for your next roast. Grenfell Quality Meats, for a great range of fresh cuts at affordable prices. Proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell. Stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts, bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing, camping and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club.
As we get set now for the second attempt to get the sportsmen underway. They're in good formation this time. I would have thought they'd give them two laps, but a spinner further back in the field. That's the forecart of Billy Segoris, who's supposed to be starting out of position number four. So Segoris now, he's not going to be able to catch. Oh, he's in all sorts of trouble here, trying to get himself back up to the field. So Segoris, no chance of getting back to position number four. He'll have a fair bit of work to do to get himself into a good position for the final later today. Delamont and Marlowe on the front row. Delamont in the 48, Marlowe in the 27, as they're getting set for a start now. In good formation. Away and racing. Delamont gets the jump. Marlowe looks to stay on the outside. That means Gattenby dives up the inside this time, as they're all through turn number one safely for the moment, as they head down into turn two. Delamont leading the way. As spinner down into turn number one. Into number two, sorry. That is... I can't see the number on that card. But Delamont leading from Gattenby. Gattenby sliding it sideways into the hairpin that time. Gattenby up into second. Marlowe shuffled back down to third. As the leader, Delamont, throwing this card around, the Tony card of Delamont's. Sideways, the Mad Harry's card across the start finish line. Then it's back to Gattenby, further back to Lindsay Marlowe. Stacks on the mill further back, as we saw a number of carts just sliding sideways across the start finish line. It was the 14 card of Nick Commons that had the spin down in turn number one. That's the orange Westlime card. The orange driver there just having that drama. As right now, Delamont is in control of this race at the front of the field. Gattenby sits in second ahead of Lindsay Marlowe in the 27, running in third. Then this great battle going on behind. At the moment, it is being led by the 72 of Andrew Fife. McCabe has a spin in the six, so John McCabe drops out of that battle. Wesley Croft was in third position just a lap ago, and Croft now trying to make a move on Fife, but can't quite make the pass, as the leader heads into the hairpin once again. The battle continues as Croft trying to make the move, trying a crossover. I think Croft might have got past Fife once again. No, Fife still has the advantage. In fact, Brett Marlowe has the advantage now ahead of Croft in the 66. So Wesley Croft just backing up a little bit in these wet conditions. Williams in the 15s up to fourth now. So it's Delamont, Marlowe, Gattenby, Williams, Fife, Brett Marlowe, Wesley Croft, Peter Beaton, John McCabe, James Marquez, Warren Hall, Nicholas Bloodworth, Andrew Cummins, Aidan Cummins. Nick Cummins now ahead of Aidan Cummins. So Aidan Cummins has had some troubles out there on the circuit and has dropped back a few spots. There's now the 448, or is that the 18 of Greg Woolner trying to make a move as the leaders coming up on some heavy traffic ahead. So Jackson Delamont working his way around the back part of the circuit. Number of carts going a lap down. Delamont with a handy lead. Delamont, your race leader in the 48. Mad Harry steel cart. The 14 of Nick Cummins now going to go a lap down. Andrew Cummins just ahead of him. Now Greg Williams is really starting to make a great run. Greg Williams in the wet conditions had plenty of experience in the wet, Williams, and he now is closing in on Delamont as he gets a wave through that time by Nick Cummins. Also some good driving further back there. I think that might have been Segoras who actually has pulled over on the side of the track to let the leaders through. No, in fact, Segoras now is just in front of Andrew Cummins as we have a battle for the outright lead here. Delamont, Segoras moving out the way, so did Cummins, and here comes Williams up the inside of Delamont, and Williams takes the lead. So Greg Williams, who is running in the Sportsman Super Heavies, is now your new race leader. And in these conditions, that extra weight just gives you so much more stability. I spin off into turn number 3. I think that might have been Greg Williams that had that spin. Trying to see the card as it gets back up to speed. No, it's not. It's the 14 of Nick Cummins. So Greg Williams is your leader out in front and with some clear traffic ahead of him. Delamont sits back there in second, but Delamont knows that although that's an outright lead and will be an outright win if Greg Williams can stay in front, it is a class battle that Delamont has to worry about, and it's Lindsay Barlow who sits in third place who he is battling with. Then it's back to Brett Marlow, another of the super heavies that's making a good move forward here as Gattenby is in fifth. Peter Beaton working his way forward as Fife starts to fade back. Then it's McCabe, Croft back in ninth position, and then it's Hall, Bloodworth as the leader. Greg Williams across the line once again. He's out now to a 5.1 second advantage in these difficult conditions. Greg Williams just working beautifully. More traffic ahead as the blue flags will be out as he comes down into turn number 4. Leader once again closing in. Good work by John McCabe to stay out at the hairpin, keeping well out of the way. This gaggle of carts coming to the start finish line has got the leader bearing in on them. It's the 16, the first Nicholas Bloodworth, who used the yellow flag as Billy Segoras has spun off in turn number 1. He rejoins the circuit as Williams now makes his way through more of the back markers. Greg Williams leading the way here. Williams is your race leader heading into the hairpin. Williams now out to a 7 second advantage over Jackson Delamont. Delamont back there in second position, who has a further 7 seconds over Lindsay Marlow. Peter Beaton in the 69 starting to come through. So Beaton, who's running in the 69 cart, another of the super heavies, is starting to make his move on Lindsay Marlow now. So Beaton and Lindsay Marlow both race down the front straight side by side, and Beaton will take third position. So Peter Beaton and Lindsay Marlowe nose to tail now in the dying stages of this race as your leader comes to the white flag. It's the 15 of Greg Williams who leads the way at the start of this final lap. Delamont almost flipping the car around sideways through the infield that time. Beaton now up into third. Marlowe going around the outside. Now Marlowe's got Gattenby, and that is a race for position. So Gattenby starting to climb back up as they get past the eight of Aidan Cummings. And now can Mitchell Gattenby make a move on Lindsay Marlowe? Marlowe looks over his shoulder, sees where Gattenby is. 15 is, oh, touch as the checkered flag goes up for checkered flag for Greg Williams. A touch as he came through the final turn. Beaton comes home in second. A great move by Peter Beaton. Delamont threw in second. I thought Peter Beaton now across the line. There's the Bloodworth cart that I confused myself with then. It's Marlowe, Lindsay Marlowe, Mitchell Gattenby, John McCabe. Then it's Andrew Fife. Further back then, Brett Marlowe, Wesley Croft. And then one lap down, Nicholas Bloodworth, Warren Hall also a lap down, Nick Cummins two laps down, Andrew Cummins also two laps down, is Hemphill and Aidan Cummins with James Marquez. Three laps down, well in fact Greg Woolner might not be still circulating out there, yes he is, so he's Woolner two laps down and Billy Sagoras is about four laps behind the leader. So some great racing there. Greg Williams taking the victory for the Super Heavies. An outright victory for the Super Heavies in the Sportsman class. Out next, it'll be Senior National. And we should see some great racing in that one as well.
Reece is the largest supplier of plumbing and bathroom supplies in Australia. Reece stock an extensive range of plumbing products, as well as building products ranging from solar, gas and electric hot water units, and all roofing requirements. Reece Plumbing in Yarm, sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club.
Every time I was doing those ads, I kept thinking Canberra Kart Racing Club. And I'm going, no, I'm Grenfell. I got to say Grenfell.
And Festival of the Kids. Reece Young. The Canberra Kart Shed, Gordon Garland Moffat in Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young, Caltex Service Station, Grenfell, Crutches IGA, Grenfell, the Grenfell Bowling Club, and Grenfell Quality Meats. Mad Harry's Powerhouse has the widest range of hand and power tools in the region. Drop your showroom and see the Mad Fella for a great deal. Mad Harry's Powerhouse, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.
Senior National out on the circuit now as we get set for their pre-final. Senior National just getting their first warm-up lap out on the track. So Daniel Chenny has been the fastest in this class by a country mile. And he will start from the pole. But what will the wet weather do for these drivers? So one lap away from a start now. Chenny in the 33 is on the pole. Outside of the front row is the 15 card of Brent Logan as they start to form up now. So, as we get set for a start, it'll be Chenny in the 33, Logan in the 15, Schneider in the 14, Otter in the 70 is in the Super Heavies class. He'll be in the best position here because the extra weight he's carrying around will help give that cart some grip. So watch Friday to be a factor as the flag waves, and we're away and racing. Chenny immediately out to the front there. Logan falls in with Schneider running in third as they head down into turn one. Down to turn two, a bit of a bump and run that time. Schneider into the back of Logan, who comes off the corner sideways. Then it's back to Otter, who's just bogging down there through into the S's that time. And Otter now will try and march forward. Further back in the pack, bit of a gaggle of carts there, just starting to sort themselves out single file as they run through into the infield for the first time, making a good move up through the field. John Horsburgh in the 61 has already jumped a number of positions and sits right behind Otter as they come across the start-finish line. Almost too wide across the start-finish line that time as Otter comes off turn number one, looking to try and make a pass on Logan and Schneider, but Schneider spins, just kicks sideways. Logan then spins around, and Logan will rejoin up, further spinning back in the pack. So number of carts just trying to rejoin the race. Logan, in fact, out of his cart now, so can't get it refired and back into the race. Senior National, and it's Daniel Chenny, who from the Orange Kart Racing Club in the West Truss Butchers EFI Top Kart leads the way. As he has done in the dry, he continues to do it here in the wet. Chenny leading. Otter now up to second position. Behind him now is Thomas Hearn. So this is a good run for Hearn. Stuart Elise has been up around the front all weekend. Horsburgh's fallen back a little ways. Lachlan Schneider down in sixth position now, as Peter Selms is in seventh. And it's Lawson Abbott and Bradley Roberts with Max Labutt in 11th position. The final runner on the circuit is Lawrence Doran. So Chenny out in front by 3.5 seconds as the yellow flag's out again. Another cart off the circuit down there in turn number two. Just rejoining now is the, I thought it was the 71 cart of Lawrence Doran, but it could be the 7P of Tony Lawrence, because Doran just went through not long ago. So, in fact, I'm getting a message, it might be Bradley Roberts now that was off the circuit, the 27 cart. Yeah, in fact, it could be him. As, oh, problems now for the 71 of Doran. So Doran off the circuit now. And it was Roberts that spun in turn number one, so the blue flag goes out. Roberts gets himself well clear. Doran off the circuit after he had problems through the infield. Number of carts losing wheels today, and it looked like that's what happened to Robert Doran that time. But I can't see a loose wheel anywhere on the circuit, so it'll be interesting to see how this race will pan out now. As Otter, 3.7 seconds behind your race leader, Daniel Chenny. Chenny, you're out in front, leading it quite comfortably. Robert spins again. So Robert spinning right in front of Bruce Otter as he was trying to make the pass on him. And Otter will now close in on the 45 of Max Labutt. Roberts off the circuit as the 5 of Elise comes up the inside of him. And then it's back to this battle between John Horsburgh and Lachlan Schneider. Horsburgh and Schneider having a good battle there. It's back for 5th and 6th position. It's probably the best battle on the circuit, in fact. Horsburgh holding off the charge by Schneider now, as Chenny across the start-finish line, into the hairpin, and it is still Horsburgh taking a very wide line, coming off the corner. Schneider was sideways, so that lost him a bunch of ground. As the leader is still Daniel Cheney, and he is out to a 6.6 second lead over Bruce Otter in the 70 cart. Around another spinner further back in the pack. I think that is the 7P card of Lawson. So Lawson in the 7 cart, about to go a lap down to the 33 of Cheney. Otter has got the 36 card, I should say, of Thomas Hearn closing in on him now. The gap is only 2.1 seconds. Elise off the circuit across the start-finish line. And now he's being pursued by Lachlan Schneider. So as the 61 up the inside of Max Labutt, giving him plenty of room. Leader coming up on the 11 as the 7 of Tony Lawson spins, coming out of the hairpin that time. So race leader is still Daniel Cheney out in front of the pack. Cheney leading, Otter in second, just coming up on the back of the 7 car of Tony Lawson. And Otter is being pursued by Thomas Hearn in the 36. So Hearn works his way up onto the back of Otter, but not close enough really to for Otter to feel any pressure there. Otter works through the hairpin, now past Abbott. Now past Lawson. And this is where Hearn will want to get a good clean run. Blue flag needs to be out for the 7 card at the start finish line. Hearn gets past him now. And that will help Hearn try to close up on Bruce Otter as we have two laps to go next time by for the leader, who heads down the back straight. Otter leading the way in the 33 cart. He's 9.6 seconds. So Cheney, who was winning races by 10 to 15 seconds in the dry, is still doing it now in the wet. Otter coming up onto the back of Max Labutt in the 45 cart. Labutt gives him plenty of racing room. Hearn sits back there in third position. He's not closing now. Otter is pulling away from him. As the white flag at the ready for the race leader in the 33, it is Daniel Cheney who heads into the infield on his 10th lap. He's about to start, about to complete his 11th lap. And Cheney, your race leader, just allowing this cart to run sideways through the infield, then just keeping it very straight everywhere else. Otter now past Roberts as Lawson has spun again. Hearn up the inside of Roberts now. Leader, no problems for Daniel Cheney. The Orange Cart Club member in the West Truss, Butcher's EFI Top Cart, dominating in the wet as he did in the dry. He comes through the infield for the final time, and it's Cheney who will take the checkered flag. Cheney takes the victory here with the over a 10 second win in the end. Well, he backed it right off, but he still won by a comfortable margin. Otter crossed the line in second. Hearn closed that gap down on the last lap, but it was still 2.1 seconds between Otter and Hearn. Schneider in the 14 comes through to finish 4th place. Then it's Elise in 5th in cart number 5. Further back then, the last cart on the leader's lap is the 61 of John Horsburgh. So Horsburgh across the line to complete the Senior National Pre-Final. Some great racing there, some interesting racing indeed. So up next, it'll be the Cadets and then Clubman Heavy to finish off the pre-finals here this morning.
The award-winning Crutches IGA is 10 days with great weekly specials. Call in and meet their friendly staff and stock up with everyday low prices. Crutches IGA Grenfell, proudly supporting our local community. Our thanks to the supporting sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids, which include Emu Creek Motorcycles. For motorcycle repairs in the Grenfell area, they're the specialists. Pit Stop Bookshop, for all your motoring books and DVDs. Grenfell Bow Repairs, for everything in tyres. Louise's Locker, for women's fashion. Jan Parlitz, your country experience giftware specialist. CJ Andersons & Co., the agents with the experience. Grenfell Commodities, bulk and bag grains. Loaders Coaches, your local bus line. Aston & Joyce, Mitten Brothers Earth Moving. Rink's Restaurant at the Grenfell Bowling Club for your next night out. R.D. Grenfell, the boutique giftware specialist. Railway Hotel, for a good cold beer. And the Grenfell Post Shop, stamps and stationery are always available there. Our thanks to their support. And remember to support the people who support karting in your local area. The Caltech Servo, situated on the corner of the Midwestern Highway and Main Street, are proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Make sure you call in and see Steve and Trudy before you head home and fill up with all the essentials for the road trip home. The Caltech Service Station is a loyal supporter of the Grenfell Car Club.
Getting set for a start here in the Cadets pre-final. Thomas Sargent will start from the pole. Cody Bircher in the six cart starts the outside of the front row. The 11 is Blake Fardell. Then it's the 16 of Jaden Balding. Finlay Allen in the 2. Rowan Fripp in the 75. Further back then to the 15 of Kobe Elliott. The 7 of Taylor Harness. The 46 of Lily Bowditch. And the 61 of Peter O'Brien. So just a couple of carts still to get themselves into formation. And then we'll be away and racing. Sergeant on the pole. So now Cadets going to be heading in towards the start here. Sergeant and Bircher looking good for a start. Away and racing, and Sergeant gets the jump up the inside. Good start by Fardell, as Fardell sideways coming off the first turn. Bircher sits back there in third, as Bircher around and into turn number two. So a couple of carts gathering themselves back up here, as Bircher, one of them, Lily Bowditch now making a move forward. As Sargent opening up a handy buffer on lap number one. So Sargent leading the way from Fardell's in second position. Then it's back to Finlay Allen, who benefited from some of the shenanigans there. Fripp has had a spin coming out of the hairpin towards the infield. So Fripp falls now to the back of the field. Carts spread out all over the track now, as Thomas Sargent leading the way. Blake Fardell back there in second position. So Fardell from Dubbo. Then it's Finlay Allen. Oh, I think Allen's had a spin there down into... No, that's further back in the pack. So that's Lily Bowditch that's had that spin in the 46 cart. Don't think she lost too many positions that time, as Peter O'Brien is still behind her now. Sargent completes lap number two. Fardell running very wide as he comes across the start-finish line. Fardell just flicking the cart around. You can see him soaring on the steering wheel there as he's just letting the traction go to its absolute maximum as he just starts to get a bit of a slide up. So Sargent leads in the Tegra cart. Then it's back to Fardell in the Mr. HDT race cars. Finley Allen sits in third position still. Jaden Boulding in the 16. Kobe Elliott in the 15. Taylor Harness in the 7. Cody Bircher in the 6. Lily Bowditch in the 46. Rowan Fripp in the 75. And the 61 is Peter O'Brien. That time of Kobe Elliott, just running the ripple strip on the exit of the turn, and that sees him fall back into the clutches of the 46 of Lily Bowditch. Now Harness also involved in that. Oh, Harness goes around. So Taylor Harness, I think, has just had a spin. Kobe Elliott, Harness and Birch are all running close together there. No, in fact, it wasn't Harness, it was Elliott. So Elliott the one having that spin, and that's going to allow Harness to move back through, who's now ahead of Bircher in the 6 card. So race leader is still Thomas Sargent, starting to catch on to the back of Peter O'Brien in the 61 and the 75 of Rowan Fripp. So, oh, Sargent, I think, had a moment there through the hairpin. He lost a lot of ground to O'Brien and Fripp, who he was catching. So blue flags now out as the leader heads across the start finish line to complete lap number 5. As Sargent, who leads the race from Fardell. Fardell, a good drive from the number 11 cart. Then it's back to Allen in the 2. Boulding sits back there in the 16 cart. Bircher now ahead of Harness, making a good pass there. As your race leader starts to cut through the traffic, getting past O'Brien and now trying to make a move on Fripp. Oh, Fripp just sort of came back across the track then when Sargent wasn't expecting him. That time Sargent getting into the side of Fripp as they make the pass. So Fripp now one lap down. O'Brien also a lap down to your race leaders. Fardell sits back there in second position, is now about 7.6 seconds behind Allen and Boulding. They've not been able to close up on each other enough to start to battle, but Boulding now might find that Cody Bircher, who is running quite quick times, might be able to catch up to Boulding here. And Boulding will have a bit of pressure to be applied to him. But Boulding running much faster than Finley Allen. As Finley Allen comes up onto the first of the back markers here, this will give Boulding a chance to close up, and it has. So Finley Allen up onto the back of Rowan Fripp now. And Allen, they want the blue flags out here. I'm sure Finley Allen wants to get past as quick as he can, because now Jaden Boulding is right on Finley Allen's back bumper. So Finley Allen from Canberra with Jaden Boulding from Canberra right on the back bumper. Then it's the orange cart from Cody Bircher in the 6, who was closing in on that battle ahead, has got a back marker still to contend with before he can start to really close in on Allen and Bircher. Leader across the line, Sargent completing 8 laps here in the pre-final for the Cadets. Fardell really getting confident, holding those slides extremely well now, Fardell, as he weaves around down the front straight. Allen and Boulding Good move that time round the outside by Bircher on Peter O'Brien. And Balding now really trying his best to keep Finlay Allen in his sights. Allen with the pressure being applied by Balden. Balden goes around the outside. Finlay Allen now under real pressure as Balden and Allen mix it up. Allen in the 2-car, Balding in the 16. Allen gets away once again from Balding there as they clear the traffic. Balding now has to be thinking, what can I do to get past this 2-car? As it's two laps remaining now for the 47 of Thomas Sargent. The leader heads in down the front straight. This battle between Allen and Balding. Balding gets up beside Allen, had to fall back in line, didn't want to go the outside line, now makes the move up the inside, and Balding will make the pass on Finlay Allen. So Balding in the 16, now ahead of Allen in the 2, in the battle for third place. Blake Fardell sits in second place quite comfortably. He's 14 seconds behind Thomas Sargent, who heads through the infield towards the white flag. So white flag out now for your race leader, Thomas Sargent. Fardell heads through the infield, working his way in good standing for a white, for a front row start in the final later today. Balding getting away from Allen, and here comes Bircher now. So Bircher closing in on the two of Allen. Bircher looking to make the move, going into turn number two. Can't put the pass on there as the leader comes through the infield and towards the checkered flag. It'll be victory to Thomas Sargent. Now, what can we do? The battle for fourth position, for third position. Sargent spins out after the race is finished. Fardell will come home and finish in second position. Balding is back there in third, and a good move down into the hairpin by Cody Bircher has got him ahead of Finlay Allen. Finlay Allen comes back at the line, and Finlay Allen will take the spot back. Bircher in fifth, Harness in sixth, and Bowditch will finish last cart on the leader's lap in seventh position. So some great driving there here in the Cadets pre-final. It's Clubman Heavy up to complete the pre-finals here in the 2012 Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids.
The Canberra Kart Shed is the place to go for all your karts, parts and engines. See Brett Staples for karts, tyres, spare parts, accessories and of course engines. Brett also specialises in kart setup and repairs, and the Canberra Kart Shed has an engine dyno. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart.
They just made one.
If you're feeling dry or need a bite to eat, or just want to roll down a few on the green, then drop into the Grenfell Bowling Club and enjoy the friendly atmosphere and their newly renovated premises. The Grenfell Bowling Club, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Gordon Garland Moffat are proud sponsors of the 2012 Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids. The combined firm offers the experience of a large number of lawyers operating at a high level in their area of special interest. For all your legal needs, call Gordon Garland Moffat today. Grenfell Quality Meats. Drop in and see Lyle and Tracy for your next roast. Grenfell Quality Meats for a great range of fresh cuts at affordable prices. Proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club.
As we get set for the final, pre-final of the morning, it will be, well, one kart off the circuit already has a spin down there in the warm-up lap for the 22 cart of... I've seen the 22, I can't... that is Sebastian Jones, so... Sebastian Jones off the circuit there, so he will start 12th in the final later this afternoon. As Druger, Crawford will start from the front row. Druger and Crawford have had some interesting battles so far. Hazelton then in the three cart, then it's O'Brien, King, Thompson, Galvin, Withers, and then it'll be Norris as we get set for a start now. Druger gets, no, one lap, they weren't happy with that start. Druger looked like he had the jump that time. On the outside of the front row, Ian Crawford was just sitting back a fraction. So, as they get set for a start, in good formation once again, hopefully they'll stay that way as they come to the start finish line. Good start this time. And Druger leads the way as they head down the front straight. Crawford slots into second. Hazelton back there trying to get up the inside. And I think Hazelton leads the way ahead of Crawford, who's fallen back a couple of spots here. He makes the pass now. Race leader. Heads down the back straight. So Druger leads the way. Race leader heads through the infield, and Druger leading the way from Michael O'Brien in the top cart. Then it's back to Crawford. Hazelton, the next car through. Hazelton wide, though, and that allows Thompson up into fourth position. Hazelton goes back, and Thompson goes round. So Thompson spins off in turn two. Hazelton now is doing battle with Galvin as Galvin takes the spot from him. So Galvin up into that fifth position now. Race leader Druger has got O'Brien with him. Then it's back to Crawford. Crawford about 2 seconds back. Druger sideways across the start finish line with O'Brien putting the pressure on him. Then it's back to Crawford. Galvin trying to close the gap now with King behind him. Hazelton Withers, the final runner on the track. Only seven of the 12 out there on the circuit. Race leader is still Druger. No, it's O'Brien who makes the pass now. So O'Brien up to the front of the field. O'Brien in the six. Then it's Druger in the Monaco Underground Mobile cart from Grenfell. Sits in second. So the Newcastle driver, Michael O'Brien, off the circuit. He shakes his head as he realises he mucked up that lap. O'Brien, race leader, holding off Kruger for the moment. Druger sits back in second position, but he's right on the back bumper. Crawford now, and Ryan Galvin having a good battle for third. Galvin just can't find a way. Hazelton off the circuit, coming off turn two. So Hazelton having his share of troubles now as Galvin makes the move up to third position. So Ryan Galvin now as Druger looks like he's off the circuit. He spun into the hairpin that time. So all by himself, Michael O'Brien, Ryan Galvin now up to second, and then it's Ian Crawford who sits back in third. So Eddie Ruiz to the control tower, please. Your transponder has just been handed in. Eddie Ruiz, your transponder's been handed in at the tower. O'Brien leading the way from Galvin, Crawford, King, Withers and Hazelton. So this has been a race of attrition as the race leader in the six car. Michael O'Brien comes through to complete lap number five. Galvin sitting back there in second position, running about a half a second slower than O'Brien at the front of the field. Crawford running his last lap 2 seconds slower than the leader. Then it's back to Richard King and then Michael Hazelton. So Withers is off the circuit somewhere. And another spinner coming across in front of Ian Crawford. That's Galvin, I think. Well, Ryan Galvin now off the circuit, going in through the S's. And O'Brien leads the way from Crawford. Crawford sits in second position, then it's King in the seven, and Hazelton rounds out the running order. At half race distance, only the four runners left on the circuit. So Crawford in second position is 9 seconds behind the race leader, Michael O'Brien, who's lapping at a 44.6 second lap. Crawford's last lap was a 46.5, then it was King with a 46 second lap, and then it was Hazelton, a 46.9. So the race leader completes lap number 7 as this race is strung out around the circuit now. Hazelton back there in 4th position sits almost a half a lap behind the race leader as he comes across the line now. He is 23 seconds behind and the leader is lapping at 44 seconds, so right on a half a lap behind is Michael Hazelton. But take nothing away from Michael O'Brien in the six car, the Combined Districts Car Club member, of course. Combined Districts operating out of the Lithgow car track. Then it's back to Ian Crawford, who sits in second. Crawford from Canberra, King from Grenfell, and then it's Hazelton from Wollongong, who sits there. Just not sure if Hazelton is all that comfortable in his cart. Just not able to get any sort of speed out of it, and is running about 2 seconds a lap slower than the leader, and at least a second slower than second and third place runners Crawford and King. So with 3 laps left to run, it is still Michael O'Brien across in complete control of this race. O'Brien, who has had a pretty tough run so far in the 3 previous heats. He finished in 4th in heat number 1. In heat 2, which was run yesterday, he finished back in 10th position. And then in heat number 3 this morning, he once again was back in 4th position. So making the most of this pre-final, where he'll start from the front of the field if he can control the cart on this slippery and difficult circuit. Although the good news is the rain has abated somewhat. Leader is Michael O'Brien. He heads down into the hairpin for the penultimate time. Crawford sits in second, then it's back to King. King really starting to close in on Crawford now. King's last lap was a second quicker than Ian Crawford's, and Crawford might be getting complacent as the leader, O'Brien, takes the white flag. O'Brien leading from Crawford and King. Now, what will Crawford do to respond to King, who's closed in on him? He'll see the white flag, knows what he has to do to stay in front of King. But King, has he got anything he can do to push the point further? Hazelton just taking it very, very gingerly here as your race leader. Michael O'Brien heads through the infield for the final time. King continues to try and push Crawford, but doesn't look like he's got anything for him. O'Brien takes the victory. Crawford looks like he can hold on now and will take second position. King holds on for third, pushing Crawford in those last cuts. And Hazelton now will round out the running. We'll have a short lunch break here, and then the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids will continue right after that with the start of the finals and Senior National Heavy.
Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, Grenfell, stock everything from gardening supplies, nuts, bolts, all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing, camping and electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club. Reece is the largest supplier of plumbing and bathroom supplies in Australia. Reece stock an extensive range of plumbing products, as well as building products ranging from solar, gas and electric hot water units and all roofing requirements. Reece Plumbing in Young, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club. The Grenfell Car Club would like to thank the following major sponsors of the 2012 Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Reece Young, the Canberra Kart Shed, Gordon Garland Moffat in Grenfell, Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell, Mad Harry's Powerhouse in Young, Caltex Service Station, Grenfell, Crutches IGA, Grenfell, the Grenfell Bowling Club, and Grenfell Quality Meats. Mad Harry's Powerhouse has the widest range of power tools in the region. Drop into their Young showroom and see the Mad Fella for a great deal. Mad Harry's Powerhouse, proud sponsors of the Grenfell Kart Club.